You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Is it weird for men to take baths?
I found this so strange. So, you know, over the holidays, we had a couple of people come visit and got to get the guest room ready, right? So my wife was like, make sure you straighten up the bathroom or check it out. And then she goes, you got to clean the shower. And I said, okay, it's a shower bath combination. She says, no, but not just like the walls of the shower. She's like, you got to clean the bottom and the tub. And I said, why? And she said, well, what if, you know, they want to take a bath? And I said, if my friend takes a bath in my house, if I was to walk in or catch or hear about him taking a bath in my house, he's no longer sleeping over my house. I find it weird
for guys to take baths.
I just find it totally weird. And what would be weirder? Him taking a bath in my house. That would be so weird.
Well, I will agree with you that it's weird for somebody to take a bath in your house.
Listen,
if they're not ill.
Right, like if they're not like, yeah, it's like I'm not caring for them. It's not a sponge bath.
Yeah, so okay.
If they're not a baby.
Yeah, the only times it's okay for somebody to take a bath in your house, right, is if they're sick and you're watching them.
Yeah.
They've just gone through a terrible breakup, like one of your girlfriends. And
what, are you going to bathe your girlfriend?
No, because I'll light some candles. Okay. I leave a book. You
right,
have a glass
okay.
of wine. You come relax. You know, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll be a spa.
That's fine. But I think it's weird for guys to take baths.
Baths are so weird and outdated that the only bath we have in our house, we have three bathrooms. The only bath is in the guest room. That's it. And my wife was like, when we redo the bathroom, let's put in a bathtub. And I immediately rejected that.
I was like, no. Well, you have to have at least one in the house for the kids.
What, in case I fall down?
That's, like, my kids' bathroom has a tub. I have to, like, that's how we washed them when they were little.
I'm just telling you right now, Jim, if I had caught you using the bathtub at my house, you're no longer welcome, Jim. I'm warning you.
So we were talking about this, Raven and I asked my husband, like, what he thought about men taking baths in general.
Babe, what do you think about guys that take baths?
Like an ice bath?
No, like a regular bath, a hot bath.
That, I don't know. Like, why would you take a hot bath?
Why would you take an ice bath? You think an ice bath is okay if you're a guy?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Athletes take them all the time. I took them when I was younger.
But just because the water's hot, now it's inappropriate and weird?
Well, there's soap involved with a hot bath versus an ice bath.
So?
So you don't clean yourself in an ice bath.
Huh.
You know, look at that, revealing.
What?
We both paused like Paul was a scientist right there. That's something that we had not considered. I suppose he's right.
I mean, I just think like why do we feel that way? Why do we feel that it's odd for a man to take a bath?
Because it's odd.
So I asked my 6-year-old daughter.
Dakota, you think it's weird if boys take baths?
No. I've seen Dad do it before.
She has not.
She's never seen.
I've never seen my husband take a bath.
No, he doesn't have time for that. He's a man of efficiency. He does not have time for that nonsense.
But there has to be some men that enjoy a hot bath that involves soap for whatever reason.
Elton John.
Why does heat and soap all of a sudden make it disgusting for a man to do? But if it's an ice bath, then you're a real man because you're a football player.
I mean, I don't want to take an ice bath either. I'm just saying baths in general.
Let's take a poll. Let's see what people say. Is it weird for men to take baths? And if you're a man that takes a bath, please, I'm begging you to call.
They're not going to call.
Yes, they will.
Is it weird for grown men to take baths? Raven was all fired up because his wife made him clean the bathroom because his friend was coming in case he needed to take a bath.
You're just freshening up the guest bathroom. She says, make sure you scrub the tub. I said, if I catch Jim taking a bath in my house, he's not welcome here anymore.
I asked my husband about it. He said, only if it's an ice bath, it's normal. If it involves soap or it's warm, then it's not normal at all.
Right.
Is it normal? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's okay for men to take baths.
You do. What's your name, sir?
David.
All right, David. Fair point and fair question follow up here. When's the last time you took a bath?
Oh, sure. it's probably been 6 months or so.
Six months.
6 months actually seems really recent.
Yes.
I enjoy it. Yeah, no, I like it. If I had bubbles, I'd put bubbles in there, too.
Why not? Oh. Right. Right. Eric, men's baths, weird, not weird. What do you say?
It's weird. And I think Anna's husband makes a big point there. It's the scrubbing. It's the soap. It's the bodily, I guess, skin, the hair coming off.
Yeah.
Sticking on the tub. Being just physically, so for instance, what he said before on the phone call about the ice bath. So back in the day when we were playing sports, you would literally just go in the ice bath, cool down your bones, you come out, you go back in again if you still feel sore. Being in someone's house, showering up, getting, you know, a bar of soap, cleaning yourself up, soaking in the water, it's just weird. Just body, just too much involved there. It's weird.
Yes, you're thanks, passionate Eric. About it. Hey, James, what do you say? Guy baths, weird, not weird?
I bought a house just before COVID, a big bathtub, and I'll take a bath with my wife, and that's about it.
No, but that's an exception.
Now we're making exceptions.
It's different.
That's different?
Yep, when you're taking a bath and you've got company, that's different.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for
now,
the
is there, James, is there soap when you're taking the bath with your wife?
Yeah.
She
soaps up.
Right. Yeah. James.
Not me.
Have you ever taken a bath in your new house without your wife?
No.
Nope.
I don't know.
Do you think that's weird if you did?
No, I guess... If I was sick, maybe. I don't know. I don't.
Too much he hadn't time. Even considered it. He's like, what? He's like, what are you talking about?
Never
mind
once.
Blown.
Yeah. Right.
Hi, Carl. What do you say? Man baths. They weird? They not weird?
So, weird with soap, not weird with Epsom salt. I work a very physical job, and sometimes I'm a little beat up after work. I draw a nice hot bath. Throw some Epsom salt in it, and I soak for a bit.
My wife always wants me to get in with the Epsom salts. What is it, Dr. Teals or whatever? I never get in there. She's like, you got all those aches and pains and whatnot. You should use it. I'm like, that's fake sorcery.
The Epsom salt works. It makes you feel a little relaxed after, you know, like I said, I work a physical job. I'm a stagehand. I build sets for movies and TV shows.
Very
so
cool.
We're always lugging things around or whatever, and...
At any time, did you scrub your body?
Yeah, I'm actually fascinated now how you started that, where, like, you were working these stagehands. It was like Matthew Broderick or somebody told you, like, this was a good idea. But did Nathan Lane, anybody? Somebody you respected greatly.
No, actually, you know, but after I'm done soaking, I will stand up and take a shower.
So he's still got to clean it off.
He's still got to clean it off.
Still got to clean it off. That's why I'm not in. I don't have that kind of time.
But Carl falls under illness.
I would never use Dr. Teal because that's borderline soap. All that is scented.
Dr. Teal is a fake. You heard him. Dr. Teal's a fraud.
Nick, is it weird for guys to take baths? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. I take baths all the time, once a month, and I take it in hot water, and I take it with bubbles. I don't do it with candles. I do it with bubbles. But the key is, the reason why I do it, it's the Epsom salt bath with the magnesium.
Here we go.
So it helps your body out.
You know what? Just cut to the chase, Nick. How do you feel about Dr. Teal?
No, it's legit.
Huh. He likes it. He likes it. Okay. Do you shower after you bathe?
My wife wants me to, but I'm not going to confirm that I do that all the time.